everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex inside the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro with head coach Chip Kelly. Our exclusive one-on-one presented by Gatorade. And coach, last week of the regular season here, what's the week like for you and the team knowing everything that's on the line?
Same as the other 15 weeks have been. Yeah. You know, we've got a formula for how we practice and how we train. Obviously, we have a little bit of adjustment because of the holiday tomorrow. But besides that, we've been very consistent in our approach and we'll continue to be.
Can you kind of talk about just some of the things you've seen, you've been pleased with, the growth of this team throughout the course of the season? Any specific areas that you'd point to?
You know, really, I think their capacity to work and their efficiency in which they do it in. You know, this team understands that we win because of our preparation, and you don't have to sell them on that. They understand it, and they know that it's not them playing everybody else in the league. It's them against that one team they play that week. And if they prepare better than the team that they're playing, then they have an opportunity to win on Sunday.
How did they learn that? Is it something that happens gradually? Is it leadership? Is it every player kind of looking at himself saying that I can perform best when I do it this way?
That's a good question. I mean, probably a question to ask them. But I think the one thing they are is they're all in and they're all committed to a common goal. And that's for the Philadelphia Eagles to be successful on Sunday.
Chip, obviously the big question here, the big story, the quarterbacks of the Dallas Cowboys, not quite sure what's going on. So let's talk about that and the unsure news of who plays. What kind of impact does that have on preparation?
It doesn't. You know, it's not like with Kyle Orton that the offense will change dramatically and, you know, you'll see them running speed option up and down the field. You know, he's a NFL quarterback that has played in this league. He's got a really good skill set. You know, he can throw the ball. I think he started something, you know, 50, 60 games in his career so far. And in the NFL, he's proven NFL backup that given the opportunity, I don't see the Cowboys drastically changing their offense from what they do with Tony Romo or what they do with Kyle. So
they run the football very well. DeMarco Murray, 1,000 yards. What have you seen from the offense aside from, you know, Tony Romo in the quarterback position?
Yeah, they're in this situation because there's more than just the quarterback. They've got an outstanding running back in DeMarco Murray. They've got receivers in Bryant and Williams. Outstanding tight end. You know, Jason Witten, who's been around for a long, long time, one of the premier tight ends in this league. So they have weapons at every spot, maybe one of the better left tackles in the game. So, you know, it's obviously the quarterback gets a lot of notoriety, and rightly so because he's a good one. But there's more than just him.
Coach, in October, the Cowboys had some success against the Eagles, obviously a 17-3 win at Lincoln Financial Field. What did they do defensively in that game? Anything specific to?
They executed better than we executed offensively.
Okay. And obviously, that has changed a lot here since October. This offense has been rolling. Were there lessons learned in that game, do you think? I mean, in that game, the Giants game, that kind of, you know, you learned from and got better from offensively?
We hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you love the way the offense is playing right now. I imagine it was fantastic on Sunday night against the Bears. Three touchdowns to open the game. Mm-hmm. 514 yards, as good as it's been all year.
We still left plays on the field and can execute better, and that's a process we'll go through today in terms of watching tape and making corrections and moving forward. But we can always play better.
Chip, the Eagles defense, something that jumped out at me, the run defense, 3.8 yards per rushing attempt allowed. That's one of the better numbers in the league. What has been the key to the run defense success?
I think everybody being on the same page and understanding what their role is and doing their job, not somebody else's job. We've got a bunch of fairly athletic guys that can run around and, you know, understand what their responsibility is. And then once they all diagnose what the play is, we play with great effort on the defensive side of the ball, and we got a lot of guys running to the football. So,
and so the young group defensively, you've loved what you've seen from that young front as the year's gone along, more playing time,
yeah.
They've gotten better and better.
I mean, I love those guys since the beginning. I think we've got a great group of young defensive linemen that play the game with passion, have worked every single day, have improved every single day, and they're a lot of fun to watch.
They really seem to accept the challenge after the tough game in Minnesota, that the way they bounced back, the way they talked about being embarrassed in that game, and the way they talked about how they really need to focus in on Chicago.
Yep, they did.
Yeah. Good game against the Chicago Bears. Big one on Sunday night for the Philadelphia Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys, the division on the line. You talked this week about being from Philadelphia, fighting a team like that kind of characteristic. Have you seen that kind of grow all season? Is that something that, as you just talk about an intangible personality of a football team, that's how you define this team?
Yeah, I think our team since the beginning has always been a team that's played with great effort and has always fought. You know, and sometimes you come up on the wrong end of the score, but I've never faulted our guys for our effort and how they compete. And you know, when the whistle blows, this team's ready to play.
Important to you and understand the question here, that it's a big moment. It's a chance to close out the regular season. A young team coming together need that to really take the next step.
We never talk about steps. It's just our next game, and we're prepared to play Dallas.
Okay. Coach, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Good luck on Sunday night. Eagles and the Cowboys, chance to win the NFC East. We thank you for joining us here. Chip Kelly exclusively for Gatorade.